Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
First this week, 25 head of 545-pound heifers at Lolly Brothers Livestock Market brought 430.50. The average statewide on those light five-weight heifers this week at 396. Then Windsor Livestock Auction, they had several consignments of some six-weight heifers that brought some pretty impressive prices this week. 180 head of 615-pound heifers at 395.
Thanks, Tony. Early weaned pigs and feeder pigs were mostly $3 higher. Demand was moderate for moderate offerings. The weighted average for early weaned pigs is $59.95, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs is $76.68. For John Perkins, I'm Kellen Haviken on Brown Field.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News at 6 o'clock on WRCO-FM is brought to you by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine and beer company, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment service and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
Harvest more savings with Case IH Genuine Parts at Johnson Tractor. Get 5% back when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants and filters with your Productivity Plus account, plus $100 off harvesting kits and camera systems for every $1,000 spent. New customers earn a $50 statement credit after $500 in purchases and enjoy no interest, no payments for 90 days on qualifying Case IH parts. Count on Case IH Genuine Parts only at Johnson Tractor.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. After an advisory panel for the Centers for Disease Control changed its recommendations around the COVID vaccines to no longer require the shot, the agency is facing new pushback. Sean O'Leary is a member of the American Academy of Pediatrics Committee on Infectious Diseases.
These committee members demonstrated a profound lack of knowledge about vaccines, about the immune system, about the real-world impact of this, the decisions that they're making.
National Guard troops are set to deploy to Memphis, but as for when or how many troops, Governor Bill Lee says
that'll all be worked out in the next couple weeks.
It's all part of the Trump administration's efforts to use federal troops to crack down on what they see as rampant crime and illegal immigration. Estonia's foreign minister Margus Tsahkna is calling for new sanctions against Russia after military jets violated its airspace Friday, not long after Russian drones entered Polish airspace. This is ABC News. Major tech companies, including Amazon and Microsoft, are reportedly advising employees on H-1B visas to get back to the U.S. before the end of today. This after President Trump signed an executive order requiring companies to pay a $100,000 fee to start or renew those visas. Tight security is planned at the memorial service this weekend for conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
Tens of thousands of supporters expected to pack an NFL arena in Arizona Sunday to hear speeches from President Trump, members of the administration, and Kirk's family members.
And I guess I'll say a few words. I don't know, but I guess I will. But I know him very well. He was an amazing guy.
Federal law enforcement agencies saying they are currently tracking, quote, several threats of unknown credibility against people planning to attend the memorial, according to a new assessment obtained by ABC News.
ABC's Olivia Rubin. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
Happening this Saturday, September 20th at 10 a.m., auction specialist Mineral Point LLC presents a huge auction at 135 Commercial Avenue, downtown Lone Rock. Lunch and restrooms will be available on the grounds. Here are some of the highlights. Tractors and equipment. A Ford 8N gas tractor with 3-point Farmall A project tractor, one bottom plow, a Speedco 25-ton hydraulic wood splitter, and an Ultimax 4-wheel mobility scooter with charger. Shop tools and equipment. Generac air compressor, large wood lathe, welders, heaters, Honda water pump, generators, panel saw, ground compactor, and more. Building materials, over 160 new 2x10 boards, rough sawn oak lumber, insulation, windows, doors, roofing, siding, trim, electrical supplies, plumbing, ductwork, shelving, skylights, and plenty more to round out the day. Don't miss it. Tractors, tools, building materials, and bargains galore. That's this Saturday at 10 a.m. downtown Lone Rock. Brought to you by Auction Specialists and Mineral Point LLC.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we had a nice rainfall across the region over the past 24 hours, generally about 3/4 of an inch around the Richland Center area, up to 9/10 of an inch or so as you get down toward Lone Rock. Elsewhere, generally about 2/10 to 5/10 inch reported across most of the listening area. The brunt of the rain has now shifted into eastern and northern Wisconsin, but low pressure still swirling back across Minnesota and Iowa, along with humid air, could allow for a few more spotty showers to pop up throughout the day, especially from midday on. We'll see another disturbance slide through tomorrow, so some more scattered activity, although it'll be kind of brief in nature. And then Monday, a third system crossing the region in the afternoon, coupled with daytime heating, could lead to some scattered stronger thunderstorms, so be sure to check in for updates. And yet another weather maker could slide through the area for the second half of next week. Some more rain chances in sight, and temperatures relatively seasonal. For today, mostly cloudy and humid with a spotty shower thunderstorm possible, especially from midday on. High temperature about 75, wind southeast to south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, the showers tapering off, mostly cloudy with fog possible, low at 58. Tomorrow, maybe some sun peaks, mild with an isolated shower thunderstorm possible, high in the mid-70s. Sunday night, a chance of showers, low 57. Monday, partly or mostly cloudy, warm and humid. Good chance of scattered thunderstorms for the afternoon. Some could be heavy, high near 77. Tuesday, plenty of clouds with a few showers possible, low 58, high 73. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and breezy. Chance of showers mainly later in the day, low at 56 with a high of 70. Thursday, a chance of showers, high 69. And Friday, looking partly sunny, high 72. Have a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with bill pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for bill pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
We're down to 60. It was 61 at sign-on time. The morning low, 59. The high yesterday, 81. The record high, we will not hit this today, 93 in 1948. The record low, 30 in 1956. 1 year ago, 84 the high, 62 the low. The sun will rise today at 646. Sunset today, 703. Sunrise tomorrow at 647. Light fog still in the area. Use some caution today. We did receive 0.02 of an inch of rain after midnight, coupled with our 0.52 last night in the area. Barometric pressure's on the rise as well at 29.97. The high yesterday, 81. The morning low, 59. Currently, with light fog, we're at 60 degrees. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Fourth down, Shep back to throw. He's in trouble. Rolls to the near side, gets away, and follows a nice block, and he's going down the sideline. Shep cuts inside, first down, keeping it going, down around the goal line. He's close, he's got a touchdown. What a run on a scramble by Jaden Shep, and the Hornets take the lead. My, oh my.
Good morning. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. Last night in an SWC football conference matchup, Platteville and Richland Center scored a combined 69 points on a night where the weather threatened the entire game. Phil Nee was there.
Shep is back to throw from the 25, pump short. Pretty good blocking there, and now they're finally going to come after him. Shep on the near side throws it on the run, and it is going to be one-handed snag by Brady Dosh. What a grab. Dosh down the sidelines, going, going, and gone. Brady Dosh, what a catch, one-handed here on the near side. That makes the highlight reel.
Platteville ran past Richland Center 47-22 in Southwest Wisconsin Conference football Friday night. The Hillmen broke open a close game to improve to 3-2 overall and 2-1 in the league. Richland Center dropped to 2-3 and 1-2. The story of the game was Platteville's senior running back Tyler Sass, who was a part of 5 touchdowns, and he kicked 4 extra points. Platteville led 7-0 after the first on an 8-yard run by Sass. The Hornets drove to the Platteville 11-yard line before turning it over on downs, and on the next possession, drove to the Hillman 6-yard line before failing to convert on 4th down. Platteville took over, and the Hornets' Jaden Shep tackled the running back in the end zone for a safety. After the ensuing kick came back to the Hornets, Shep capped off the short drive when the quarterback scrambled for a 19-yard touchdown. Leif Morris kicked the extra point, and Richland Center held the lead at 9-7. The advantage lasted less than a minute as the Hillman quarterback Brody Digman threw a pass to Jerron Blevins. The play covered 49 yards for a touchdown. The visitors would score again with just over a minute to play before halftime. Tyler Sass ran 11 yards and kicked the extra point to make it 21-9 at halftime. In the second half, Sass would run for a 50-yard touchdown, a 2-yarder, and he caught a screen pass from Brody Digman that would cover 69 yards in a score. Digman also had a strike to Myron Ryder that covered 18 yards and a touchdown. With Platteville up 47-9, the continuous clock began to run in the fourth quarter. In that time, Richland Center picked up 2 late touchdowns, a 38-yard quarterback run by Jaden Shep, and a Shep to Brady Dosh strike. Dosh made a great one-handed catch to cap off the scoring on a 67-yard play. Leif Morris kicked the extra point to make the final score 47-22. Following the win, Platteville will prepare for the 6th week of the season with a home showdown against New Glarus. Richland Center will play at River Valley for the Blackhawks' homecoming game. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other SWC finals from last night: River Valley over Lancaster 35-28, New Glarus a 42-14 win against Broadhead Judah. Scenic Bluffs, Cashton hit the road to play at Ithaca, and Cashton hung on for a 20-6 win. Bangor with a shutout win over Nisida 49-0, Brookwood 42, New Lisbon 6, and Royal got by Hillsboro 28-28. 22. From the SWAL, River Ridge shut out Riverdale 30-0. Potosi-Cassville 60, Boscobel nothing. Waseca-Seneca with a 28-0 win over Pecatonica-Argyle. Cuba City 28, Southwestern 16. Darlington picked up a 49-13 win over Benton Scales Mound Schulzberg, and Mineral Point 33, Belleville 14. Other finals, Westby 30, Viroqua 6. Adams Friendship got by Mauston 20-6. Sauk Prairie 39, Lakeside Lutheran 20. Onalaska a 51-13 win over Baraboo, and Eastland over Fenimore 30-18. Reedsburg and Holman will resume their game today. It was tied at 14 apiece at half when Lightning moved in, stuck around long enough to postpone the game until today. In eight-player football, a couple of big shutouts. Highland over Kickapoo Lafarge, 44-0. North Crawford, a 56-0 win over Monticello. And Belmont downed Waniwak Weston, 32-26. WRCO meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for mostly cloudy and humid conditions today. Spotty showers or thunderstorms possible, especially from midday on, with a high temperature in the mid-70s. Tonight, showers will taper off, mostly cloudy with fog moving in, a low of 58. Sunday, maybe some peaks of sunshine, mild with a shower or thunderstorm possible, a high of 75. Sunday night, a chance of showers with a low of 57. Monday, partly to mostly cloudy, warm and humid, a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, some may be strong to severe with a high of 77. Then Tuesday, plenty of clouds with a few showers moving in and a high temperature at 73 degrees. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Shine on the sun, shine off the world. It's a skimpy do-da-day. I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA. Good morning, morning. Hello, sunshine. Wake up, sleepyhead. Why'd we move that Bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? You make the coffee, I'll make the bed. Fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth. Do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost 9. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day. And kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA. Skip.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
This fall, help support families in our community by adding your fall favorites to our fall food pantry collection. Julie Karen State Farm is a permanent drop-off site for the food pantry, so it's easy to give anytime. Bring canned goods, pasta, rice, soups, peanut butter, or seasonal favorites like pumpkin puree and applesauce to help stock local shelves. Every donation makes a difference and keeps the spirit of giving alive this season. Stop by Julie Karen State Farm this fall and add your favorites to our food wagon. Like good neighbors, we can all be there.
The countdown is on for the Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge coming to the Richland County Fairgrounds Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th. Friday's schedule features the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m., truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m., the Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m., and live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Saturday keeps the entertainment rolling with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m., ATV and Dirt Bike Greg's at 11, Fan Dyno and Burnout Road noon to 5 p.m., and the Diesel Truck Challenge plus vehicle dirt drags at 3 p.m. Everything happens at the Richland County Fairgrounds October 10th and 11th.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Hello, this is Brian from Walsh's. Stop in at Ace Hardware for red hot deals, good through September 30th. Stay prepared with Ace Motor Oil 1 quart, $3.49, or tackle any job with Warner 6-foot fiberglass stepladder, $99.99. And don't miss Rubbermaid Roughneck 32-gallon trash can, $26.99, to keep your garage or your yard clean and organized. Ace Hardware, your one-stop shop for red hot savings, but only until September 30th. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Hey, we do it each and every Saturday morning at 7:20. It's a look at this week in entertainment history. A look at this week in entertainment history is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance. Join us every Saturday morning at 7:20 for a look at this week in entertainment history from WRCO-FM.
For the CBS Evening News, Dan Rather reporting. Good night.
You're my soul song. My everything that I do song. Pick me up when I'm blue song. That's why I sing all the time. You're my soul song. That's why I call you my solid gold song. Nothing in the world could ever go wrong as long as you are mine. Never in the world have I seen anybody like you in all my time. Give me a feel-good feeling through and through, and it's so fine. I'm up with the sun cause I don't want to waste it. I love you so much I can almost taste it. I can't sit still when I look up and see you coming. I start humming. You're my soul song. My keep me safe from all harm song. My shelter from the storm song. That's why I sing all the time. You're my soul song. My keep me warm when I'm cold song. Nothing in the world could ever go wrong as long as you are mine. You're sing all the time. You're my soul song. That's why I call you my solid gold song. Nothing in the world could ever go wrong as long as you are mine. Soul,
yeah, soul. We're having a great time on the Weekend Wake Up.
Everything that I do.
That's classic Joe Stampley and Soul Song. 5 minutes away from a news update. How about some Randy Travis?
You've been too gone for too long. It's too late to come back now. It's been so long since you walked out my door. Now you're just an old song nobody sings anymore. I got a new love and she's a true love. But darling, how could you have known? You've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. You came a long way, going the wrong way. Don't even set your suitcase down. You wanted to roam, now you're paying the bills. You're an old rolling stone who rolled over the hill. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't wanna let you go, but you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't want to let you go, but you've been too gone for too long. So why don't you just stay gone? Now you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
Ravishing Ruby, she'd been around for a while. Ravishing Ruby, she was a truck stop child. Somewhere near L.A., Ravishing Ruby, you poured a lot of hot coffee in your day. Ravishing Ruby, believe anything you say. Just like her daddy said, said he'd be back someday. She was just 14, she grew up wild and time. She's been waiting on him, she's been waiting on you and me. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name, and that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you. Ravishing Ruby, a beautiful young girl now. Ravishing Ruby, she made a solemn vow. Waiting on Smiling Jack, he'll come rolling by. And she wants to see him, she wants to touch him, either way, dead or alive. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Her days
filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name. That's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you.
Good morning, it's 6:30, and the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing 60 degrees, that following our low of 59. 0.02 of an inch of rain since midnight. We had 0.52 last night, 0.54, just a little over a half inch of rain between last night and today combined. And the forecast, mostly cloudy, humid. We may see some more showers and thunderstorms today with a high near 75. News is on the way next.
A Progressive Home and Auto Bundle can protect you round the clock, but we can't protect you from those painful moments in sports.
Defense.
The ref totally blew that call.
Oh, I'm sure he'll make the right call next time.
It's too late. It cost us the game.
Well, it's just one game.
That loss eliminated us from the playoffs.
Oh, the playoffs are on so late. Now you'll be well rested.
Okay, I need you to stop talking now.
Well, at least your home and auto are protected with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Good morning with a look at news on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. On Thursday morning at approximately 8:53, Iowa County deputies made contact with a subject on West Moscow Road in the Moscow Township regarding a property damage complaint. As a result, Emily R. Doshnell, 22, of Blanchardville, was arrested for misdemeanor criminal damage to property, domestic disorderly conduct, resisting or obstructing an officer, and felony threats to injure or accuse of crime. She was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where she was booked and currently remains. The Grand County Sheriff's Office reports on Thursday evening at approximately 8:15 p.m., the Grand County Communications Center was notified of a one-vehicle rollover accident with injuries near Weinbrenner Road in Fenimore Township. Upon arrival, deputies learned the driver, Elizabeth Stewart, 16, of Fenimore, was westbound on Weinbrenner Road. Stewart informed deputies that she and her three passengers were traveling westbound. Stewart advised she was driving too fast on the loose gravel of the newly chip-sealed roadway when she came over a hill and lost control of the vehicle. The vehicle went off the left side of the roadway, struck an embankment, and overturned, striking a power pole before coming to rest on its roof. All three occupants received injuries and were transported by EMS to Grant County Regional Health Center in Lancaster for treatment of their injuries. As a result of the crash, Stewart was issued a citation for failure to maintain control, and one passenger was cited for not wearing a seatbelt. The sheriff's office was assisted at the scene by the Fenimore Fire Department, Fenimore EMS, Lancaster EMS, and Montfort EMS. The vehicle received disabling damage and had to be towed from the scene. Ithaca Health Education students recently learned about the DECIDE process in class. The DECIDE process requires students to think about different options to certain problems. From those options, students then think of the pros and cons of that option. Next, based on the pros and cons, students decide which option is the best. Finally, students decide on which option they would do. At times, the best option isn't the one that the students choose. All of the scenarios were things they could possibly encounter while in high school, such as relationship problems, cheating on tests or assignments, using drugs and alcohol, and more. Mrs. Jessica Stellner is the health education instructor at Ithaca. Wisconsinites impacted by severe storms, damaging winds, and flooding, help is available with deadlines pushed back from the IRS. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains.
The Internal Revenue Service, IRS, announced that tax relief for people and businesses in areas of the state affected by storms now have until February 2nd to file federal, individual, and business tax returns.
the benefit for taxpayers is it lets them focus on recovering from the emergency and not worrying about filing their taxes by the deadline of October 15th or making their payroll tax deposit.
That's Stacey Engel from the Internal Revenue Service. Following the disaster declaration issued by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, homes or businesses in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties qualify for this relief.
Call the 866-562-5227 and request the tax relief. Otherwise, our system is automatically updated with anybody that falls into those three counties.
All relief workers affiliated with a recognized government or philanthropic organization assisting in the relief efforts in the covered disaster area qualify. Also, anyone that visited the disaster area and was injured as a result can also get relief.
An extension of time to file generally is not an extension of time to pay. So even though they're extending this, if they had a balance due April 15th, penalties and interest still may accrue. However, they do have the right to request those to be removed.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The 94th Viola Horse and Colt Show continues today in Viola. Many activities will be held today. The Horse and Colt Show would not be possible without all the great sponsors. Jory Campbell is the president of the Viola Horse and Colt Show committee.
It's not just the Truck and Tractor Pull that has sponsors, the entire show. I mean, if you show up, you'll see banners plastered all around town. We couldn't do it without them. I mean, we really couldn't. It takes a village, literally. So without them, this show is basically nothing. So we thank you. There's way too many to list, and I don't want to forget anybody, but thank you to all of our sponsors, past, this year, next year. If you're interested in being a sponsor, please, please, please reach out to us. We're always looking for new sponsors.
Today's events include an arts and craft fair from 8 until 5, livestock judging from 9 until noon, the horse pull at 9:30, and a horse show at 10 a.m., The antique tractor pull will also get underway at 10, as well as the Viola American Legion Chicken Barbecue. The parade steps off at 1 p.m. The Kenshi Kids Pedal Pull and Chess Tournament will be held after the parade, and the four-wheel drive truck and tractor pulls start at 3. The annual Country and Western Dance, featuring Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band, will be held at the Community Building from 6 until 10 p.m. There'll also be live music at the polling grounds after the polls, and the drawing for door prizes will be held at 10. There will also be exhibits, Mr. Ed's Midway Carnival, and food and drink on the grounds during the final day of the 94th Viola Horse and Colt Show, today in Viola. The annual Muscadet Chamber of Commerce Fall Opener will be held tonight at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. The event is an annual fundraiser to help raise funds used towards various projects the Chamber of Commerce does throughout the Muscadet community. Scott Oshner is a member of the Muscadet Chamber of Commerce.
When we do these fundraisers, we're trying to find things we can donate money to. So the biggest thing the last couple of years has been the Muscadet Mile. It was a historic mile that goes from the down by the river up to the railroad park. There's a historical markers along the way that kind of shows where different businesses were, what was the river like, why did people use the river, what were they using for, and then how did it migrate all the way back up to the railroad. And we're including to add different sites to go look at historical events. We're going to do something for the churches, something at the library. It's going to talk about the old school that was there. Different organizations in town are kind of coming forward saying, hey, we'd like to have some information put out about our club or our group or historical people from the past and what they were up to in Muscadet.
Doors will open at 5 p.m., dinner served at 6:45. There'll also be a live auction, silent auction, and raffles. Tickets purchased in advance are $50 each or 2 for 90. Tickets at the door, $55 each or 2 for 90. Advance tickets are available at Community First Bank in Muscadet, Walsh's Ace Hardware in Muscadet and Richland Center, and various Muscadet businesses. You can also purchase a ticket from Steve Schneider by calling 608-604-9080. Everyone's welcome to attend the Muscadet Chamber of Commerce Fall Opener tonight at St. John's Gymnasium in Muscadet. The doors open at 5 p.m.
We're In Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Court & Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
WRCO meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for mostly cloudy and humid conditions today. Spotty showers or thunderstorms possible, especially from midday on, with a high temperature in the mid-70s. Tonight, showers will taper off, mostly cloudy with fog moving in, a low of 58. Sunday, maybe some peaks of sunshine, mild with a shower or thunderstorm possible, a high of 75. Sunday night, a chance of showers with a low of 57. Monday, partly to mostly cloudy, warm and humid, a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, some may be strong to severe with a high of 77. Then Tuesday, plenty of clouds with a few showers moving in and a high temperature at 73 degrees.
Fourth down, Shep back to throw. He's in trouble, rolls to the near side, gets away and follows a nice block, and he's going down the sideline. Shep cuts inside, first down, keeping it going, down around the goal line. He's close, he's got a touchdown. What a run on a scramble by Jaden Shep, and the Hornets take the lead. My, oh my.
WRCO Radio Sports, sponsored today by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. By the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales and insurance agents, and they offer interior design services. And by members of the Sports Boosters Club. When our sports continues, we'll have a look back at high school football from last night.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Good morning. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. Last night in an SWC football conference matchup, Platteville and Richland Center scored a combined 69 points on a night where the weather threatened the entire game. Phil Nee was there.
Shep is back to throw from the 25, pump short. Pretty good blocking there, and now they're finally going to come after him. Shep on the near side throws it on the run, and it is going to be one-handed snag by Brady Dosh. What a grab. Dosh down the sidelines, going, and gone. Brady Dosh, what a catch, one-handed here on the near side. That makes the highlight reel.
Platteville ran past Richland Center 47-22 in Southwest Wisconsin Conference football Friday night. The Hillmen broke open a close game to improve to 3-2 overall and 2-1 in the league. Richland Center dropped to 2-3 and 1-2. The story of the game was Platteville's senior running back Tyler Sass, who was a part of 5 touchdowns, and he kicked 4 extra points. Platteville led 7-0 after the first on an 8-yard run by Sass. The Hornets drove to the Platteville 11-yard line before turning it over on downs, and on the next possession drove to the Hillman 6-yard line before failing to convert on fourth down. Platteville took over, and the Hornets' Jaden Shep tackled the running back in the end zone for a safety. After the ensuing kick came back to the Hornets, Shep capped off the short drive when the quarterback scrambled for a 19-yard touchdown. Leif Morris kicked the extra point, and Richland Center held the lead at 9-7. The advantage lasted less than a minute as the Hillman quarterback Brody Digman threw a pass to Jerron Blevins. The play covered 49 yards for a touchdown. The visitors would score again with just over a minute to play before halftime. Tyler Sass ran 11 yards and kicked the extra point to make it 21-9 at halftime. In the second half, Sass would run for a 50-yard touchdown, a 2-yarder, and he caught a screen pass from Brody Digman that would cover 69 yards and a score. Digman also had a strike to Myron Ryder that covered 18 yards and a touchdown. With Platteville up 47-9, the continuous clock began to run in the fourth quarter. In that time, Richland Center picked up 2 late touchdowns, a 38-yard quarterback run by Jaden Shep, and a Shep to Brady Dosh strike. Dosh made a great one-handed catch to cap off the scoring on a 67-yard play. Leif Morris kicked the extra point to make the final score 47-22. Following the win, Platteville will prepare for the sixth week of the season with a home showdown against New Glarus. Richland Center will play at River Valley for the Blackhawks' homecoming game. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other SWC finals from last night: River Valley over Lancaster 35-28, New Glarus a 42-14 win against Broadhead Judah. Scenic Bluffs, Cashton hit the road to play at Ithaca, and Cashton hung on for a 20-6 win. Bangor with a shutout win over Nisida 49-0, Brookwood 42, New Lisbon 6, and Royal got by Hillsborough 28-22. From the SWAL, River Ridge shut out Riverdale 30-0, Potosi Cassville 60, Boscobel 0. Waseca Seneca with a 28-0 win over Pecatonica Argyle, Cuba City 28, Southwestern 16. Darlington picked up a 49-13 win over Benton Scales Mound Schulzberg, and Mineral Point 33, Belleville 14. Other finals: Westby 30, Viroqua 6, Adams Friendship got by Mauston 20-6. Sauk Prairie 39, Lakeside Lutheran 20, Onalaska a 51-13 win over Baraboo, and Eastland over Fenimore 30-18. Reedsburg and Holman will resume their game today. It was tied at 14 apiece at half when Lightning moved in, stuck around long enough to postpone the game until today. In eight-player football, a couple of big shutouts: Highland over Kickapoo Lafarge 44-0, North Crawford a 56-0 win over Monticello, and Belmont downed Waniwak Weston 32-26.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Nolan Arenado hit a three-run double as part of a five-run fifth inning, and Alex Burleson added three hits, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Milwaukee Brewers 7-1. Sonny Gray improves to 14-8 on the year. He allowed one run, nine hits, and struck out seven over six innings, and the Cardinals won for the third time in five games. Jacob Mizorowski, now 5-3 on the year, allowed two runs and five hits and three walks in just 3 2/3 innings for the Brewers, who had won three straight since falling to the Cardinals in Milwaukee on Sunday. The Wisconsin Badgers will try to maintain their dominance of Maryland as they open the Big Ten Conference schedule today. Wisconsin has taken out the Terrapins four times since the program joined the Big Ten and has won all four. The showdown is being called a must-win contest because the brutal part of the schedule is about to begin. Maryland comes into Madison with an undefeated 3-0 record. Wisconsin is favored by 10.5 points. Pregame at 9 o'clock, kickoff at 11 on our sister station, WRCE, AM 1450 and FM 107.7. Green Bay Packer tight end Tucker Kraft injured a knee during Thursday's practice, but he isn't expected to miss any playing time. NFL media reports it as a little tweak. Luke Musgrave could see a few more snaps against Cleveland. Green Bay's 2-0 start to the season has been impressive. Coach Matt LaFleur's team is 7.5-point favorites over the Browns on Sunday. That game can be heard on WRCO FM 100.9. Pre-game's at 10 o'clock. Kick is set for noon. Everybody gets to play in next season's Big Ten Conference basketball tournament. All 18 teams will have at least one game. After last season's expansion, three teams were left on the sidelines at tournament time. Nebraska, Penn State, and Washington didn't take part. The Purdue Boilermakers are the favorites to win the league this season. They're also the betting favorite to win the national title. And back to MLB, Clayton Kershaw pitches the final regular season home game of his 18-year career with the Los Angeles Dodgers. The 37-year-old Kershaw announced his decision to retire at the end of this season. He'll be surrounded by teammates, family, and fans. Kershaw has won 3 Cy Young Awards and 2 World Series championships. The Dodgers' magic number to clinch a playoff spot is 6, and they face the San Francisco Giants this weekend. Kershaw acknowledges the importance of the game for both teams. Despite a dip in velocity, his competitive spirit remains strong. That's a look at sports for your Saturday. I'm Adam Hess.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Look at me, I'm as helpless as kitten love a tree. I'm walking on clouds, I can't understand love. I missed it holding your hand. I walk my way, and a thousand violins began to play. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. My own. Should I wander through this wonderland alone now? Never knew my right foot from the left. Head from the glove, I missed it too much in love. You can say that you're leaving.
Looking for a workplace that truly cares about you and your future? At Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. At Rockwell, people come first. You'll find competitive pay, great benefits, and real opportunities to grow in a positive, team-driven environment where your work truly matters. From supporting innovation on the job to volunteering in the community, Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and give back to Richland Center every step of the way. Whether you're starting your career or looking for a fresh start, Rockwell Automation is a great place to work and a great neighbor to have. Now hiring in Richland Center. Simply visit rockwellautomation.com to learn more and apply today.
Get ready to sparkle at this year's Wine and Cider Walk with trivia, suits and sequins, Friday, September 26. Tickets are just $35 and are on sale now. Buy yours online at rccchamber.org or stop by these convenient locations. Community First Bank, Advanced Pump and Well, J.J. Walsh Jeweler, Creative Layers, and Christy Sunnyside. Don't miss an evening of wine, cider, trivia, fun, and fabulous style. Grab your suits and sequins, Wine and Cider Walk with trivia tickets today.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Red hot deals are sizzling at Ace Hardware through September 30th. Save on Cabot exterior stain 1 gallon, $10 off instantly. Perfect for refreshing decks, fences, and siding. Get your lawn and garden ready with Scott's Turf Builder, Fall Lawn Food $21.99, or grab RV and Marine Antifreeze, 2 for $6.50 to protect your equipment this season. Ace Hardware, red hot deals for your home, garden, and outdoors. And don't wait, sale ends September 30th. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
If he brings you happiness, then I wish you both the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all. But if he ever breaks your heart, if the teardrop ever starts, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Si te quiere de verdad y te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno para los dos. Pero si te hace llorar, a mí me puedes hablar. Y estaré contigo cuando triste estás. I'll be there anytime you need me by your side to drive away every teardrop that you cry. And if he ever leaves you blue, just remember I love you. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.
It's
Saturday night, September 20th, it's class reunion night at the Starlight 14 Drive-In. Showing will be the 1980s classic 16 Candles, and the all-new Spinal Tap 2 is the second of the double feature. WRCO's Those Were the Days will be on hand for the event, broadcasting live from 5:30 until showtime around 7:30. If you bring your senior picture, entry fee will only be $2 to see the movies. Don't worry that anybody else will see it, just the person at the gate. It's not that funny. Bring your senior picture and get in for $2 Saturday night, September 20th at the Starlight 14 Drive-In, showing 16 Candles, Spinal Tap 2, and Be There for Those Were the Days. 2-hour pregame show. We'll be giving away some prizes, playing trivia, and who knows what we'll talk about.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO-FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin-area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local.